All right, y'all. So I'm not about to pull out the big mic today. I'm not about to have all the fancy, fancy stuff for you to look at today. Right now, I am in my room. I'm sitting on the bed. And I have this microphone right here. And that's how we about to do it. Listen, there's no excuses to start something when you know you really want to do it. So I'm going to do it. How about that? Welcome to the Raw Renaissance podcast, the Raw Renaissance podcast, not a Raw Renaissance podcast, not some Raw Renaissance podcast, the Raw Renaissance podcast. And listen, a little bit about that name. I basically made the name because I like to embody what it means to be raw, right? We see raw as vulnerability. We see raw as, well, please don't tell me somebody's coming in here. Oh my God. Hi. So rawness is like vulnerability, just really being yourself to like the 1000%. Like, that's kind of what I'm embodying at this time in my life. Like, I'm not necessarily, I don't know how you say it. I wouldn't say bold. I'm more of like a calm storm, a quiet storm. But, needless to say, I don't want to talk about everything about the reasons why I'm raw and this and that. Like, y'all know me, the people that know me know that I keep it real. I don't like to lie, I have integrity. So the Raw podcast is really going to be pushing it forward about things that have to do with vulnerability, things that have to do with an actual reflection of yourself. So with that being said, I'm about to give you a raw reflection, a raw reflection of this whole year. I know it's not the end of the year yet, but I've learned so much this year, just about myself, my strengths, my weaknesses, the things that I want to work on, the things that I can't change, you know, or maybe not that I can't change, but I probably just don't have enough desire to want to change those things. I'm learning to accept myself for who I am, but still not getting complacent with the thought that it can't get better. And I heard somebody say one day, complacency is not the same as somebody who desires more, right? Complacency and contentment are not the same thing. Or content. I don't even know if contentment is a word, but anyways, yeah. Complacency versus being content with something. Complacency is means you have a ceiling or you have a wall and you just don't see it getting any better. So you just decide to settle. To be content means it's like, yo, I'm grateful for what I got, but I still want more. And it's okay to want more. So basically, I will eventually tell my story about what happened to me this year, but I do want to acknowledge, number one, I'm no longer sleeping on the couch, okay? I'm starting independent living in my life, so no longer sleeping on the couch. I know some of y'all used to see that busted up couch that I used to sleep on. It was giving me a lot of neck problems that I still have, but they're getting better. Just keeping it raw, you know? I rapped about the couch that I used to sleep on because it was just such a, you know, like, stamp in my life of like, when am I going to get the fuck up off this couch? When am I going to get to live the way I want to live? And even now, it's not really there, but I'll explain that in another episode. So now, right, I'm going to get into the actual topic of this episode. This episode is going to be about people with BPD, but not even just BPD, mental illness, period. People that, you know, struggle with mental health. Everybody has mental health. Everybody. There's not one person on this planet that does not have mental health. But mental health is the key word because mental illness and mental health are not necessarily the same thing. Actually, they're not the same thing. When we talk about mental health, we do refer to mental illness, but they're not the same thing. Mental health, everybody comes with a full bar, right? When they enter this life, hopefully, you know, I would say most people come with a full bar of mental health. God forbid, you know, they really have an actual problem coming out the womb. But with that full bar, life happens. Oh shit, I got into a car accident. Oh shit, my mom died. My dad passed away. Somebody took advantage of me in the club. What else? There's so many different scenarios. I lost my friends to a gunfight. Gun shooting, whatever you call it. Lost my friends to a shooting, right? These things affect our mental health. And a lot of the time, especially the society we live in, we don't really get that time to grieve. They don't allow us that time to grieve. If you're in any type of school situation, well, now you got to stay back if you decide that you don't want to come to school. If you're working, well, now your bills are not going to be paid. Not going to be paid if you decide that you don't want to go to work because something tragic has happened to you and it's changing your whole perspective of life. So when I'm introducing this whole VPD thing, don't take it lightly, please. Please do not take it lightly. This is something that I deal with. You know, I deal with it. And I'm going to open up my notes just so I can stay focused on what it is that I really planned to say. But ultimately, I am showing up as myself today. And I just want to let it flow. You know, just let it flow. I'm not here to... I did not want that breath to hit y'all like that. I'm sorry, but I'm not here to fake anything. I really want to just walk in and be myself. And I told myself, like, yo, like, YouTube is really favoring those that come and show up as themselves. And I really need to continue my journey with that. But getting into my BPD diagnosis, right? I want everybody to understand that people with BPD, schizophrenia, bipolar, autism, and something that we don't even like to talk about, psychosis, which comes with a lot of these mental illnesses, especially PTSD being the root of a lot of these mental illnesses. And no, I'm not a doctor. I didn't get my PhD and none of this stuff, but I know people. I know people. I'm a people's person. I'm very introspective of myself, and I know for a fact that these illnesses, a lot of the time, come from PTSD. And I'm saying I know for a fact. Okay, let me... I know what I know, right? And a wise man knows that he knows nothing. But from what I've observed, I can say that people have a lot of repressed memories, repressed experiences that they're not talking about, and they never had the chance to talk about. So it's like, why talk about it now? And BPD is kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, I've been through this shit, but I kind of act unfazed by it because BPD is literally by definition a personality disorder characterized by severe mood swings, impulsive behavior, and difficulty forming stable personal relationships. That's the definition, the textbook definition. So people with BPD, like myself, often are able to create another personality to deal with whatever trauma they're experiencing. You feel me? Like, it's not something that we necessarily have control over, because somewhere in our life, we were taught that becoming another person was the only way to cope. And while it sounds like there's a lot of skills and strengths in that, it can also be the downfall of many things. I mean, how has BPD affected my life? And when was I diagnosed? That's the question I asked myself. I was diagnosed officially with BPD in July or August of 2024. I can't really remember exactly when my memory is shot. Okay. But of this year, it was first mentioned to me at the beginning of the year by one of my group therapists, but it was never like a full or official diagnosis. So she just brought it up that she thinks I might have it and that I should get it checked out. And sure enough, things happened this year where I had to definitely, like, be examined. I had to be, like, examined, and just somebody had to really put a finger to what the disorder was, because I've been diagnosed with bipolar before. I've been diagnosed with major depression. I've been diagnosed with psychosis, generalized anxiety, blah, blah, blah. But nobody knows where all those things were coming from. And I see BPD as like the king or queen of some of these mental illnesses, because like I said, PTSD is the root. So what happens when it goes untreated? Well, you can develop PTSD. I said you could develop PTSD. You could develop BPD. You can develop schizophrenia. These things don't just happen to people, in my opinion. You know, my humble opinion, I will say. They don't just happen. Things cause them to happen. And that's something that a lot of the time the pharmaceutical or psychiatric industry doesn't like to explain to people or dig enough with people. You have to want to dig for it yourself. And I was one of those people that wanted to dig for it myself. I wanted to find out the reason why I'm like this. I wanted to get an accurate diagnosis of who the fuck I am. Like, and not that I am BPD. I have BPD. That's another thing. Sometimes we tend to say, oh yeah, she's bipolar, or I'm bipolar, or da da da. But that's literally taking on the identification of something that only applies to your mental health. It doesn't apply to who you are as a person. Who you are, the person, you can be the sweetest thing, but you have a bipolar manic episode and goddamn, everybody don't want to fuck with you. At least that's what happened to me. 2021, I was having a really, really hard time coping with the aftermath that everybody saw me have an episode publicly. And I went missing. Or I guess, yeah, I went missing, according to the people that put my missing flyer up. I was missing. Now, in my head, I wasn't missing. I was out here doing my thing. I was all the way in New York, just living my life. But it came to a point I realized myself, I'm like, something's not right. Why am I just out here wilding like this? And like, it just didn't feel right. I didn't even have my phone. Like, I left my phone at Grand Central. I'm over here dancing in the street, all types of shit. And nobody could put a finger to this until it happened. So unfortunately, I now have people that look at me differently. But you know what was born out of this, though? Do you understand what was born out of this? It took that happening for me to realize I have a gift. And I wasn't taking it seriously enough. It took me being publicly humiliated, ostracized, discarded in some ways. Although there were some people that acted like they wanted to be there, I did have a lot of people that wanted to just throw me away and didn't want to engage with me the same way. But out of that was born somebody that has so much star potential. I didn't realize how God was using me in these moments to be seen maybe for something tragic. It was a tragedy, but now I see it as, wow, God really taught me this lesson so that I could go out and become everything I need to be and fuck who thinks whatever they think. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to it, nope, not everybody's built to be a star. A lot of people fantasize about it, but let one secret come out about them. Let one thing come out, the skeletons in their closet, and now it's over. Now they want to kill themselves. Now they want to start blaming everybody else, whatever. They can't handle the heat. That is something I was taught I had to handle. Because as many people as was saying, I need to really get my like speech together. But as many people that were saying that they wanted to be there for me, or they've, you know, felt for me, da da da, none of those people are here today. It's like, if it was real, people just like to understand or just like to collect information for themselves. And I've had my mental illness thrown in my face several times by people that I thought were friends. Oh, well, I would say the effects on my life that BPD has, though, is it's hard to build close friendships. I always feel like I have to conform sometimes, or if I'm not going to conform, I have to detach. And that's not something I like doing, but, you know, I'm still learning my healthy medium. So I've been staying away from people mostly and just focusing on myself. So I have this journal. It's an affirmations journal Okay. I'm also going to be using it for like notes of something, but you know, until I get another notebook, of course. But trust the journey. I love the cover of it. So I'm like, this is going to be my affirmations notebook. Another thing I have is my gratitude journal. And I've been writing in it a lot more frequently. I have a shadow work journal. This is where I answer questions about myself that I may or may not have ever asked myself. And when it comes down to all of these things, right, all of these things kind of force you to look at yourself. It's a raw reflection of who you are. But yeah, I would say it's hard to make those friends, and I'm starting to make them. It's starting to happen, and I wanted to really say this to give people with my diagnosis some hope. It's not over because you had a public episode. It's not over. This is actually the beginning of your life, and you must be resilient. You must be resilient, okay? Don't ever think that you're limited to a diagnosis. You're not, because I'm definitely not. And I chase my dreams every day. I want to inspire people every day. I inspire myself every day, okay? I don't want to get too deep into the effects of my life. We could talk about it in another episode, but one thing I did want to mention is constant breakups, right? I'm sure some of y'all have seen me go on social media and start going crazy. See me on social media posting screenshots. Listen, I needed to grow up and realize, like, one, it's not nobody's business. And if they're in my business, it's just because they find it entertaining, not because they care about me. But the point is, I've been learning not to throw the towel in when I'm triggered, right? Yes, being triggered, you should have boundaries around that, right? But the point is, too, like, I shouldn't have to always walk away just because I start feeling something. Positive or negative, usually it's negative when we want to walk away, but for some of us, it's positive. We get a positive experience and we don't know what to do with it, right? We meet somebody that checks all our boxes, but somehow we just can't accept it. And as somebody with BPD, it can cause me to look at people and become suspicious of people frequently when I get closer to them. And especially with love, a partner is probably the hardest thing to have right now for me, but I'm working it out on my end. And I just would like to say to anybody that, again, feels judged, ostracized, separated from most, take that as a good sign. Because people like G Herbo, he made a whole album surrounding PTSD. And I was in high school when he dropped that. And that was one of, like, when he dropped that, I really just felt like, wow, somebody's speaking up about it. Because this is when we were kind of just starting to get into mental health. We weren't really into mental health the way that we are now. It took COVID for people to really recognize mental health. And that's sad. It's really sad. So, when you look at people, G Herbo, people, I need to slow down. When you look at people like G Herbo, and when you look at people like Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston and all these great people, and I know I just put G Herbo up there with the greats. I'm sorry. I really love G Herbo, and he's the first person that came to mind because of that PTSD album. But yeah, Whitney Houston clearly had a problem and she could not confront it the way she needed to. I believe if she could, she would still be here. But who knows? Only God does. So I'm going to conclude this podcast letting you guys know I am honored to have anybody under this video right now actually listening and getting something from it. That's what I want. So, with that being said, give yourself a raw reflection tonight. Look into yourself, look inward, find what it is that you've been trying to ignore, and go handle that shit.